I'm very excited here because I am about to meet a producer of the Now Agenda show. Gavin, how are you?
In the morning to you, mate. I'm very well.
In the morning to you too. It's the first time I've had a public in the morning with someone I haven't met before. And I didn't always expect to find a Now Agenda fan at a sceptical event.
Well, I am a born-again sceptic. I'm a former federal agent for the Australian Federal Police.
Oh, I thought, of course. Yeah. I mean, all the sysadmins and the dark ops people listen to the No Agenda show.
I'm definitely dark ops. I specialise in surveillance.
Get out.
And I'm waiting for my drone. I want my drone.
Do you know if we've got any drones operating in Australia or we can't afford them yet?
Can't tell you, because I don't know.
And look, well, why are you here at Skeptic Camp today? Are you doing a bit of dark ops for ASIO here today, or are you here on your own now?
I'm here to try and pick up a few tips on the cryptography, which we just listened out on, and drop a few business cards.
And by the way, I got a business card, and it's got the No Agenda Show logo on there. You're propagating the formula.
Yes, I like to propagate the formula as much as I can. Hit them in the mouth.
Look, and tell me, how did you discover the No Agenda Show?
I was listening to Twit, This Week in Technology, heard John C. Dvorak mention it, and I've been listening since the early teens.
Yeah, look, same here. I heard it on Twit. I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I hadn't heard of Adam Curry, and it's quite a combination. It certainly doesn't meet the standard of evidence that most skeptics would feel the show needs to meet, but in some ways, that's not important. It's the ideas that are out there.
Absolutely correct. And I like to break down the memes and listen, watch, and, well, that's what I've been doing since I was a young fellow in the Army. Yeah. I joined the Army and went to an armoured reconnaissance unit, and I only believe what I can see, which is why I'm here at Skeptic Camp.
Because a lot of skeptics get angry when I suggest that they have listened to No Agenda, because they find the show long, they find it trivial, and they find it, frankly, crackpot. And, I don't mind hearing some crackpot.
You've got to balance your crackpot and your buzzkill. So yeah, with those two, it is just the dog's bollocks. It really is.
Look, what's your favourite bit of the show? I'm a fan of the second half of the show. I love the bits where we talk about the opening of the Stargate, all the fish coming out. I'm just interested in being exposed to ideas that might be considered crackpot. I love it.
I do too. I do. I like to temper my logical side with a little bit of fun and crackpottery.
Because sometimes, if you get too intense and sceptical, you can sort of disappear up your own beard, can't you?
Indeed you can. Indeed you can.
In the morning to you.
In the morning to you, man. In the morning to all ships at sea.